Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, British lady. You obnoxious. I won't use word on the air. Not yet, leastways. Good evening, everybody. Welcome, Pop Culture Stars. June 2nd, 2021. I am your surrogate host at large, filling in for Dr. John Stamey, Dave Atwell, this evening. Hope everybody's doing well. We appreciate you joining us. And on a weather miserable, what did I describe it earlier as, arthritic kind of weather, where it doesn't know whether it wants to rain or whether it wants to shine. It's just a turd weather day here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. But nevertheless, we will persevere and find the good stuff somehow or another and be positive, by Christ, whether the weather allows it or not. So, start off this evening. We are down a few soldiers this evening. Make sure my audio is there. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Ah, good, good. Okay, I was worried technology was going to kick me in the arse. we all short our favorites, Granny Hulkster, and, of course, Todd Saxon. Both are on assignment, if you will, this evening, and they will be rejoining us next week. They just have some things going on, and they needed to sit tonight out, which is perfectly fine. So, first, we're going to go way up north up there. Way up north to us. Not really way up north, but it's further than where we're at. Hopefully, he's experiencing better weather than we are. Tim in Indianapolis, what's going on tonight, brother?
I am outstanding to supernatural and ecstatic to be here. And
wait,
I can't get in trouble for
on.
That because Todd's not here. Hey, Todd's not here. I can do it. I figured that's my shout out to Todd.
Oh my God.
That was something else I was going to throw in there, but I've already forgot. That's my brain for you.
Wow.
We got the same kind of weather you do. It's been a crappy weather day. It doesn't know. Actually,
really?
It was mostly raining. It flat out. There was no question about it. It didn't say should I rain or shine. It just said nope. We're doing rain today, and that's about what we've dealt with. But other than that, it's in the 70s, so it's just as nice on the porch, temperature-wise, as it is inside. So I might head out there in a bit. But other than that, looking forward to a good show. Sounds like it'll be fun.
Outstanding. Good to have you in. You know, and if I had my druthers, I would just rather – if a rainy day is not bad. It's when you have this pissy, snotty, no good – like just now when I came out here, I had all of my gear – I walked out here 5 minutes ago, lit my little mosquito candles, dry as a bone. I come out here 5 minutes later, and it's dropping rain. Okay, now it's not a rain. It's just some miserable moisture from above. And it's intermittent, so you don't know whether to stand on the deck and enjoy the show or go up front to the house, to the porch. And I don't know, there's been some nights doing this show where I've gone back and forth to the point where I was like, hell with it, I'm just going to get wet. But it needs to do one or the other. It needs to clear up, or it just needs to rain at a biblical rate, because I'm tired of this half-ass pee or get off the pot. So with all that being said, our brother from the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame, the amazing Velvet, is with us this evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Oh, wait, I was supposed to say, endeavor to persevere. That was from The Legend of Josie Wales. We endeavor to persevere.
Yeah.
But since the little fart machine just went by, I have no idea what it was. Couldn't tell if it was a moped or an actual motorcycle. No, we hear it's 75 degrees. It's a balmy 75 degrees. Hasn't rained. I wish it would have. But it's just, you know, it's one of those nights where it's cloudy, but nothing's happening. So it's sticky.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. Figure it out,
yeah,
bro. I'm with you. Figure it out, bro.
Yeah. Do one or the other, you know. Either stay at home or get lost. One of the two. Just do something. Even if it's wrong, do something, you know? So,
yeah.
Good to have both of you gentlemen on this evening.
All right, let's get on it.
Outstanding. Before we push forward, two quick things is, for one, I want to wish my brother, Dan Atwell, a happy birthday. He just celebrated this past weekend. And I'm not going to divulge his age, but it's somewhere between 46 and 48. So I'm saving him a seat in the 50 club. He's got three more years to get himself wore out. In the
no. How old is he again? I can't figure that out.
just a hair above 46. Just stop before you hit 48.
Okay.
And just a shout of condolence to my next-door neighbor. We lost my next-door neighbor I've known 20-plus years, retired Sergeant Major, Dusty Carver. And, you know, it's funny. We've been neighbors. They bought their house probably 2 or 3 months prior to us buying this house. And, you know, so they've been here watching Rob grow up, you know, from an infant all the way up to a 22-year-old young man. And, yeah, very unfortunate, and attended his funeral this weekend, which was very emotional, to say the least. Just a shout-out to him and all the best wishes to his wife, who's a fantastic lady. I love her to death and the whole family and everything. Just a tough week altogether with that going on. But, yeah, moving on to tonight's topic. What we're going to do is we're going to throw out, and I have got a list of different topics of the unknown or conspiracies that float around. They're just common ones. And we will take them to vote, and each one of them will get, each one of us will get a yay or nay. And in the event you want to throw in 2 cents to go with it, that is fine. That's what we're here for. So what we're here to do is either to back up some of these theories or shoot them full of holes. So,
okay.
And we'll see where it all turns up at the end. It's going to be pretty interesting to see how we end up. So the first one, I'm just going to warm up with an easy one. The first one is the Loch Ness Monster. Do you think the thing's real, or do you think it's just fake?
I'm out.
Damn, Tim. That was quick.
So that's a no.
I mean, I
don't know.
He jumped the gun fast.
Oh,
my gosh. Holy moly. I would have to go with a big fat no myself, but, I mean, you beat me to it. Thanks.
I honestly don't have enough to form an opinion, to be quite honest. I'm not one of those, radical is not the right word. I'm not a believer to the extent to where I've looked it up and I have details, you know, and I'm sticking to my findings and all that. I haven't done any of that. And so as far as I've known, it's all been kind of myth's sake, but I'm not going to flat out say that it's not. You know, I'm not going to argue one way or the other. If you were to ask me flat out, I'd say no, it's not. It's not real. But, you know, I'm sure there's those fanatics who have maybe done quite a bit of research and or have heard some stories and, you know. So that's where I officially stand with it.
Outstanding.
Alrighty
so
then.
That would be a 3 resounding no's for the Loch Ness Monster. So he does not get a thumbs up. He gets the finger. Man, that was a good start right there, be it ever so brief. But, I mean, that's exactly what I'm looking at, something we can just totally riddle with bullets or something we could get in depth with. So, Loch Ness Monster, tough shit. Stay up there in Scotland.
Yep, you're out.
Yeah. Now, we're going to dig a little deeper on this one. Marilyn Monroe, did she overdose / commit suicide?
I did it.
Or was she...
Calm down, man.
Let
Sorry, all right, I'm
crap.
Back.
What's he going in? So, Tim, go ahead. How do you feel? What do you think happened to Maryland?
I'm sorry. Repeat that. What was your last? What was the main question? I was getting a little too excited there. What was the question?
Your excitement is very well accepted here. I mean, nothing like excitement to pop up the stars. Be it ever so rabid, it's still good to have. No, with Marilyn Monroe, was she, you know, because the main gist of her passing was that it was an overdose / suicide type thing, or do you think that she had perhaps been killed through nefarious means, poisoning or whatever, by other parties?
So this one I wouldn't pass off as quickly as I would anything about the Loch Ness Monster. I'm going to have to claim the same ignorance. I know there's all kinds of conspiracies about JFK himself. You know, when the movie was made, I couldn't barely sit through it. I thought it was actually more boring than what I thought it was going to be. But with as far as she is concerned, I would believe it. You know, I'm not going to say that is what I believe. Right now I don't really have, you know, I just stick with what you'd find in a newspaper or something. But if, you know, it would take me a lot less convincing because, you know, I think as I get older I realize there are things that happen. There are some decent conspiracies out there that, you know, I feel are very believable. To almost true. So yeah, I mean, I could see it. I really wouldn't. My stand isn't that I flat out right now believe that happened, but it wouldn't take much to convince me if you had some good facts with it.
Ah, excellent. Now, Velvet, well, how do you feel?
Alrighty then. I have to follow that. Holy crap! All right, listen.
Now, when we ask you how do you feel, that doesn't mean touch yourself. I'm asking you how you feel.
Oh, okay, my bad. Oh, stop watching the phone. I got you. Okay.
Yeah,
I got you.
You're on radio. Graphic content.
Okay. All right. I got you. Actually, I think she was killed, and no uncertain terms. There's so many things that were said that she had a car accident to overdose to poisoning. She was taken out of the picture. She was taken out of the equation. She knew too much of whatever was going on. She was a liability, and she got killed. Bottom line.
Yep.
Otherwise, she'd lived the ripe old age of 90-something, and she'd have been continuing to perform or do whatever people. Spotlight, because she loved the spotlight. So she knew too much.
Totally agree. I am one of those guys that reading and digging deeper into, I mean, there are things that they said that the pills that she had, 40 to 50 pills, if I'm wrong, pardon me, if I'm kind of shooting from the hip there. But it was like 40, 50 pills that she had in her stomach that weren't metabolized. And in order to overdose on a drug, the drug has to metabolize. So if they find you unresponsive and they do an autopsy and the pills are still whole in your stomach, you didn't die of an overdose from that pill.
Nope.
Because they haven't metabolized.
Absolutely not.
There was also no vessels of liquid, no water, no alcohol, nothing like that, within reach or in the room. So, again, it's one of those ones that traditionally, if you're going to swallow pills, and there are those of us who can, you know, grab a fistful of ibuprofen and swallow them with minimal water and or none. But if you were to swallow enough pills to overdose, I would dare say it would be hard to swallow them without having some type of something to wash it down, be it
that,
you know,
yeah,
water.
That was, that was for you to think and not
right.
really use your brain in deductive thinking. It was a smoke and mirror for
and,
what actually happened to him.
Of course, there are house guests and staffing that said that night that she had gotten to an argument with John Kennedy and was heard saying, "I'm going to tell it all. I'm going to tell them
Absolutely.
Everything about you, and I'm going to tell them everything about you and Bobby, and I'm going to tell them everything." Apparently, it was a very heated argument, and she was getting very vocal. And, you know, you got to remember the Kennedys, the Kennedy family got their riches off of London. They were, you know, they ran moonshine and all that kind of, they ran liquor during Prohibition, and that's where the money.
Yeah, but the biggest thing is how many people, other than the politician or in the family, the Kennedy family, how many other people were involved in this entire situation? Acquaintances? I mean, you don't know if Frank Sinatra was involved, being that he was big into the syndicate with everybody else. You know,
yeah.
he's a, to me, Frank Sinatra was another smoke and mirror. You needed things to calm down? Let's go see Frankie. He's going to sing tonight. Boom. Smoke and mirror.
Yeah.
I mean, now, you think about it.
That had nothing to do with it was Joe DiMaggio, because up till his death,
oh yeah,
DiMaggio always put a rose on her grave on her birthday.
Well, he knew what happened. He knew what happened.
Yeah. I don't think DiMaggio ever got over. And the thing is about their relationship, of course, is DiMaggio was looking for the typical American 50s, 60s family back in the day where, the, you know, the wife got up, you know, she put on the apron, she cooked, she cleaned. The husband
right,
came home
right.
work, sat in the chair, said, "Hey, I need a beer." And, you know, the wife went and got the beer and brought it back.
Right, right.
And Marilyn wasn't that. That was not her. That was not.
Marilyn was the life of the party. She had to be the center of attention. She loved the spotlight. She wasn't going to sit back and coddle you, cater to you, none of that. She was one of the. Basically, she was one of the boys. She wanted to be
right.
with everyone and everything. So you're
and
not going to push that in the corner.
No. And for DiMaggio, that wasn't, you know, the way a marriage worked for him. And, but I still think he loved her enough to
oh,
the
no,
point
he loved
where
her immensely.
Yeah. And it messed them up after they split up, and it messed them up all the way, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, because you got to, I mean, even with the mob, the mafia, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to know about it, back then, pretty much everybody knew who was in and who was out and who was who in that era. So, especially if you're a politician. And then, of course, half of Hollywood. So, I mean, a lot of films were, you know, funded by the mob.
Yeah, yeah, because that's where
so,
a lot of the
I
money
mean,
comes from.
It is. Oh, absolutely, because people weren't going to, well, like Boris Karloff, late in his life. He had some stinkers of movies, but the mob paid for them.
Right.
He had no money.
Yeah, he had nothing. And
so, I mean, yeah. All right. I think it's time to move on. We can keep going on this.
No, very good. Well, that one was a big comeback from the Loch Ness Monster to let down. So,
poor
I mean,
Loch,
that was
poor
the,
Loch Ness. Poor Nessie. Just,
yeah.
We just, sorry, honey. We don't like you.
Got full holes, man. Got to float around in the block for a little while longer. Now, I would be totally remiss if I did not mention these two individuals on a John Stamey-sponsored
oh boy.
Blog show. But they have to be spoken, so let's go ahead and get into them and get the hell out. Our good friends, the Bigfoot and the Yeti. Yes or no?
I'm going to let you go first, Bill.
Okay, let me go first. I'm going to say no for the simple fact that even from the crappy beginnings of somebody shooting a video of their best friend in a ghillie suit to technology we have today, I don't care what anybody says. They can hide all they want to. Your heat is going to pull you out. We got so much sophisticated stuff to find anybody on the planet. And you mean to tell me we can't find Bigfoot? Give me a break.
Absolutely.
Let me borrow some of the night vision goggles and the heat seeking stuff and all that. Give me a drone. Give me a week. I'll bet you I'll find it. If there is one to be found, we find it. Come on.
Yeah. When it comes down to Bigfoot, and I incorporate the Yeti into it because the Yeti is like a cold Bigfoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about Sasquatch? Is that in there too?
Yeah, that's the same thing. That's Bigfoot, the hip name for...
Listen, I believe in Chewbacca before I believe in Bigfoot, okay?
Yeah.
All right, go for it. I'm sorry, go for it. I'd rather hear that. Okay. There is. Look at that fake footprint right there.
When it comes down to Bigfoot,
go ahead.
I will say no. I will say hell no. and let me throw some things at you. And Lord knows Dr. John's had enough Bigfoot, and I'm doing the finger quotes, Bigfoot experts on the show in the past. And here is my ammunition. I am going to throw my cards out in front of. Here's the teacher's copy of my whole Bigfoot argument. For all the forest fires that we've had, I've never seen one. I've seen deer, bear, rabbit, woodpeckers, porcupines, you name it, running like hell.
Yeah.
Out okay.
Exactly.
Never seen a Bigfoot busting ass out of a forest fire. Okay. When you go into the woods, you will find two things in the woods. Actually, three things. You will find live animals. You will find dead animals.
Yep.
And you will find animal poop. Okay.
Yep.
Nobody has yet to bring home. We've got dinosaur poop. As a matter of fact, go on eBay and you can buy dinosaur poop jewelry. Okay. But yet there is no Bigfoot poop anywhere out there, and everything on this planet poops. Everything does.
I gotta hear what Tim's gotta say. I'm waiting on Tim.
Come on now.
You gotta think about it. If a bunny rabbit, think about the size of a bunny rabbit poop, right? All right. Now think about a Bigfoot humanoid that has copious body hair. The poop's got to be substantial, so don't tell me you don't see it, okay? We've never seen a dead Bigfoot, all right? And lastly, for all of these manhunts, for Eric Rudolph and them two little asshole Canadian kids that shot that guy in blood and all of these other things, as many people as we've had in the woods searching for fugitives, and they got drones and all that kind of crap going over. You mean to tell me that we can find fugitives in acres and acres and acres of wooded area? But we put it this way. We can find a 5'4" fugitive in the woods, but we can't find an 8-9-foot humanoid. Hey, give me a goddamn.
It's because they get beamed up to the mothership.
Is that what it is?
Oh, stop it. Here we go again. Jeez, my daddy.
No, I'd have to. I'll say this. I'm being kind of boring tonight. I get it because I'm going to claim the same. I can't help it, but you know I'm going to keep an open mind. So everyone's got their own opinions. And Dave, I get where you're going, but I will say, you know, not to offend anybody out in our audience, because
oh,
I know Dr. John on ScaryCast, I think it was, when we called in. In fact, I believe it was for Papa Stroh's birthday. And there was a lady on, I don't know what her name was, but she claimed to be some sort of medium, I thought, that was able to maybe not communicate with them, but she was given some pretty detailed info. I think so, maybe. She gave some pretty detailed info, and, you know, I'm not going to say it sounded crazy. I mean, it was everything she had, seemed a little too detailed to make up, but I'm not saying I believed it. I'm just saying I'm just going with the – I'm playing the ignorance card again here. I haven't done – but I would still lean toward no, they don't exist. That's my stance.
Because I'd about to sell you some non-alligator filled river in here in South Carolina.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not to shoot holes through anybody's beliefs. That's not what we're here
No.
But it's kind of funny when it comes down to Bigfoot. It's like, you ever notice it's the same people that see them? It's not one of those things where, how do I want to put it?
Different people see them all the time, right?
Here's a good example. I was driving home the other day, and I saw a wild turkey a couple yards back in a field, all alone, okay? And for those of y'all of the hunting public, if you've ever gone wild, hunting wild turkey has got to be some of the hardest stuff out there, because you have got to be perfectly still. A turkey can pick up movement and sound, correct.
Yep.
From, I mean, you can't fart, you can't sneeze, you can't do anything.
Nope.
Now, when you're deer hunting, you can get up in the blind and bring your damn Nintendo Switch and a damn cooler full of beer, and those deers don't give a shit. They're going to go out there and eat the corn anyway. But wild turkey, they just don't show up like deer do or raccoons do or whatever. So for me to drive by on a highway and see a turkey, and they usually travel in groups or whatever they call a bunch of turkeys, a herd or a goddamn flock or whatever it could be, you normally don't see one turkey, okay? But I saw them, you know? So do I know there are turkeys? Wild turkeys right there in that area now? Yeah, because I saw one, all right? Now, I'll tell you, 51 years worth of living, that's the first time I've ever seen a turkey in the field driving by. I've seen them out in the woods. I've seen them at the zoo. I've seen them on the table at Thanksgiving, but I've never seen them that close to a road because there's just too much racket going on. They're not like deer that come out and eat the cigarette
butts right.
And everything. They don't like the noise. So could that happen? Yes. And I'm sure there's plenty of other people out there that have seen wild turkey in unusual circumstances, okay? But with Bigfoot, you're either somebody who's never seen them or somebody who's seen them like 4 or 5 dozen times.
They must have those jack links, you know, the beef turkeys, so that, you know, messing with Sasquatch. I mean, so, hell, I don't know. Is that how you get them to come out? Hey, I got some turkey for you.
Yeah, I got
here,
something
Bigfoot,
out here
Bigfoot,
for you.
Bigfoot. I got a Mountain Dew.
It's
kind of hot.
The one expert that John had on the show probably 3 or 4 years ago, he was talking about how that Bigfoot are attracted to glow sticks, and he went out in the woods and stapled glow sticks to a bunch of trees to attract the Bigfoot.
Oh, my God.
So
are you kidding me?
I said, so what kind of protection are you carrying?
I'm going to start drinking again.
I'm not speaking of frozen. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, ribbed for extra pleasure. I'm talking what kind of, because when I go into the woods just to walk around, I carry a firearm. Why?
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of sketchy stuff in the woods that might come get you. And
yeah.
Then I'm not going to be shooting anything just because it's there. I want to have it on my side in case something comes out and starts coming after me. Okay? So I asked the guy, I said, first off, you're deep in the woods without a firearm. Second off, you're trying to attract an 8 to 9 foot humanoid creature without a firearm. I mean, how damned ignorant can you get? And again, the guy was just totally flat-footed when I say it. I'm getting the text from John going, Dave, stop, man. Stop, Dave. And I'm like, well, you know, somebody's got to call this guy out. Yeah, somebody's got to call this guy out on his shit, you know. So, anyhow, Bigfoot gets three big fingers. And, gentlemen, I might have to change venues because the rain is picking up, of course. But, nevertheless, let's move on to the next one. The next one. If I can see. Ah! Speaking of Dr. John Smith, or Dr. John.
Yeah.
His girl. His squeeze. Anna Nicole Smith. Is she dead? Or is she living comfortably in the Myrtle Beach area?
Wow, I never even thought of that one. I'm going to say I don't care if she's living or dead. That's what I mean. I shouldn't say that. I'm pretty sure she's dead. I can't imagine that. I don't know. That's a short answer for me. She's dead.
Yeah. Too many drugs. I'm sorry. Just way too many drugs. I mean,
I heard about when they did her autopsy, her brain was just like melted through their fingers. I don't know if that's real or not, but I heard that the autopsy.
I bet her. You got to realize how much drugs she did in a very short period of time. Just ridiculous amount of drugs. I mean, you look at let's take Anna Nicole Smith and put them next to any band that had done major drugs for 20 plus years, and she did it in less time and ruined her whole life. I mean, I thought Guns N' Roses, all of them would be dead. What's the other one? Motley Crue. All of them should be dead. Okay? She did it in a very short period of time. So, I don't know. She did a lot of stuff that she shouldn't have done. Let's say it that way. And, she's not walking the earth right now. She is not walking the earth. I hate to say that. I don't wish anything, any ill on anybody, but when you've done all that in less than 15 years? Okay.
Yes, I totally agree. There is no way in hell that chick is alive right now, because going back to the Marilyn Monroe thing, is that she was another one, had to be the center of attention. And there are people out there who, have the ability to disappear, pull the Eddie and the Cruisers. But then there's people whose personality just is not, their DNA is not geared for that. And going back to what you were saying about Marilyn Monroe is they starve for the attention. They starve for the fame.
She was definitely that.
And you got to remember, Anna Nicole Smith, her claim to fame was not acting, singing, architecture. Hers was simply taking her clothes off. So there's a certain amount of showmanship that comes. God, can you all hear this dog across the street?
Yep.
My God.
Yeah, in fact, I think the dog's going.
I'm here to tell you, I'm trying to dodge the rain, but I've got Old Yeller over there just losing his shit.
My cloud cover just went away. Now I see the stars. My cloud cover just went away real quick. That's it.
Very good.
I want rain. Uh-oh. We're moving along.
We're going to shuffle back to the other side of the house, and hopefully the rain will not be too heavy. Here we go, folks. I was talking earlier about walking back and forth. This is a prime example of what I'm getting at. Okay. Oddly enough, no rain. Well, a little bit of sprinkle, but there's my conspiracy theory. Bigfoot's controlling the damn weather, and he heard me talking shit.
He's also controlling my security light that gets hot and cuts off and then cuts back on when it cooled off. It's a pain in the ass. We've already had it switched out, I don't know how many times now. Stupid shit. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. Excuse me.
All part of home ownership, you know.
Bigfoot turned my light off.
Next one I'm going to go with is Oak Island. For those of us who watched the first Oak Island.
All right.
So.
All right.
This is it's a little deeper than a yes or no question.
Absolutely.
But are they chasing ghosts? Is there something down there? Is it something down there worthy of all this effort? Is it something catastrophically important? What's the thoughts on that?
Go for it, Tim.
Well, Tim, before you answer...
Well, crap, I listen to defer to you.
They actually...
All right, well, you defer to me. Okay, I got you. Go ahead.
They have canceled all tours of the island this year.
What island is this? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oak Island.
Oh, you don't know
the
Oak Island?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're missing out on some fun on that one, man. Oak Island.
Go ahead.
Now, it was an island right off the coast of Nova Scotia, and back in the early 1800s, a couple guys saw kind of a dip in the ground that seemed unusual, and they started digging. Well, as they dug it 10 feet down, and when they hit the 10th foot, they came across a row of planking at 10 foot. And here comes the rain again. Damn it all, weather. I'm just going to stand under the eave of the house.
Just go find a quiet bathroom and sit on the toilet. It's all good.
This is incredible, man. I swear, it's like a conspiracy, man. These guys kept digging, and you got to remember, it's the 1800s, of course, so the technology, you know, wasn't quite there. But they kept digging, and every 10 feet, there was a plank or a series of planks at every 10 feet. And when they hit the 90th foot, there was a stone slab there that said something to the effect of those who dig to so many feet will find some type of, I can't remember exactly what it said, but there's a treasure here, but you have to keep digging. And over the years, there has been, different expeditions, if you will, that have gone and dug this up. And it's gotten to a point now where the island has been dug up and backfilled so many times that they can't even find the original mud pit. So if you watch the show, Curse of Oak Island on History, they have found a lot of stuff that ain't supposed to be there. And they haven't found it via digging. They've been finding it with metal detecting and that kind of stuff. And, they found, Turkish artifacts. They found, stuff that isn't supposed to be there according to North American history. We're not supposed to have Templar artifacts. We're not supposed to have anything, Middle Eastern or anything like that. But yet they keep finding this stuff that is beyond the era of written history for that location, if you understand my meaning. So, yeah, if you haven't... Now, granted, the last two seasons have been a little slow because, those guys, those two brothers, the Lagina brothers, you feel bad for them because for all the shows out there where family are just going at one another's throat, those two guys work so good together for being brothers. And I feel for them sometimes that I haven't just had it, you know, better success with trying to find something. But it's definitely
the
worth
biggest,
a lot.
The big, yeah. The biggest thing for that is they found all these different, you know, holes and openings, and, you know, they found the thing they call the money pit, and they found some other little areas. And like you said, they found more stuff basically just underneath the surface than they found digging. I think the problem is that there's something there, but has it been whisked away from prior diggings in the 1800s to the early 1900s and already been, like, destroyed, messed up, or just gone, you know, depending on what it is. Now, if it's gold, that's different. It's going to be there somewhere. But I really think they're digging for nothing. I think it's something was there, and it's not there anymore. That's what all the stuff has been left behind. And like you said, with all the digging and the backfilling and this and that, okay, that's probably the reason why they're not letting anybody come on the island. I would venture that guess, more so than they actually found something. Because if they actually find something, the show's over.
So what's the curse of Oak Island?
The curse part is there something there or not? Go ahead. That's how I see it.
Six guys have died during digs for various reasons, collapses, falls, this kind of thing. And
these
there
two
was
guys
a
stroke.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I mean, as hard as they're working on it. But there's a saying that went along with the island that seven people have to die before the treasure can be found. And now the argument there is, like my son always says, okay, well, if there were six guys before the show started, Fred Nolan and Dan Blankenship, who were like the two big...
Yeah, one of them's going to have to pass.
Well, both of them passed.
Both of them passed.
They didn't pass accidentally. They passed the old age. But again, you know, now it's eight. So, you know, where does that lie? For me, I kind of got a hunch, you know, because a lot of people are speculating, because I'm on two of those Oak Island Facebook pages.
Right.
And the guys from the show actually post on there, you know, which is pretty nifty. But they still had tours last year despite COVID being around. And now suddenly this year, they said no tours. So it leads me to believe that they've found something. And my thing about it is, and we've discussed it on the show before, find treasure. If they find, you know, take gold, that kind of stuff. It would be the same as any of these shipwreck shows where when they found the Titanic, that kind of stuff. You know, there's still, you know, finding general treasure as it's perceived in pirate terms, you know, the gold, the chest with the gold coins and jewelry and gems. But on the flip side, if it's religious artifact, which has been said is part of the deal, there is no way in hell that the general public could handle the findings of a genuine religious artifact. And I know that sounds absurd on my part, but my point is, you know, look what happened with the gas thing. You know, we got people out there putting gas in Walmart bags. Okay?
Stop it.
We were to find the genuine stone tablets of the Ten Commandments, if they were to find genuine Templar kept, you know, your Shrouds of Turin, your Holy Grail, and all those nifty religious artifacts.
Yep.
Could you imagine what
even
that
just
would
one
do?
Of them?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What that would do to the world? Because if you were to find the Ten Commandments, suddenly all these other religions take a back seat. Because now we have some,
absolutely,
just like the Dead Sea Scroll. When the Dead Sea Scrolls
yep.
hit, a lot of people in various religions took a deep breath because these Dead Sea Scrolls basically was the Bible prior to it being the Bible. And it to a certain extent, verified a lot of the stuff that was in the Bible that people said, it's just somebody's writing something and we took it as religion. So if they were to dig up an actual artifact of religious importance, I mean, what would happen in these Islamic states? You know, we're already dealing in it, not taking anything away from
they no, not taking anything, but I think they would go absolutely ape nuts.
They would go bonkers, right?
Of course.
You know, the Quran.
They want to discredit Christianity.
Right. And Jesus is in the Quran, boys and girls. I mean, it's...
Oh, yes, it is, but they still want to...
Both. And, you know, as Christianity branches off from Abraham, Islam branches off from his illegitimate son.
Yep.
So, I mean, they all come from that same biblical source. So to find...
Mm-hmm.
something that actually would verify Christianity to a certain extent, my God, I mean, what would it do to world peace? It would send everybody just absolutely bats. Not to mention the fact that we here in the United States also have religious extremists, just like Islam does.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm not going there.
We have got some folks around here that claim to be Christian.
We got more than just that.
Yeah, that are just as...
We got other fish to fry as far as that concerned, other than Christianity, but that's near here nor there. That'll get everybody butt hurt out there in radio land not doing that.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah,
believe that alone. Oh, yeah.
Some type of... of heavy existence, man. I mean, maybe that's why they, maybe that's why they shut it down. Never tell. Yeah. So, now if the History Channel to their thing, in the event that they did find something of huge impact, hell, the History Channel would make a damn ton of money because what they would do is
the number one channel in the world.
They would drag that season out and have all these offshoot shows, you know what I mean, where it'd be like, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's picking up everything, though.
Right. So, I mean, there's plenty of money for History Channel to make in the event that they find anything. So,
true.
Yeah, I think they're pulling for it more than anybody else is, truth be told. And I still think they're funding a good bit of this.
I think those two guys are pretty much broke at this point.
Yeah. Because they've put a ton of money in.
Gotta be broke. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Because those booms and everything they got out there, shit ain't cheap.
No. It is, no, but it's, yeah. Anyway, all right, cool. That was a good one. I like, good one to pull out there, buddy. Nice one.
Yep. So,
nice one. Cool.
We are going to move on to another sticky one.
Oh,
is
boy.
Is the Kennedy assassination.
Man, come on, man. You're trying to make this hurt.
So,
all right.
Was it Lee Harvey Oswald with a good shot, damn near impossible shot, or were there other parties involved?
He's a fall guy.
Wow.
He's the fall guy.
I really don't want to have any – I really don't want to end up missing or have any helicopter, black helicopter circling my house or anything, but
– Yeah, me neither, but he's still the fall guy.
I'm going to go with I do think that is I'll put it this way, it's a believable conspiracy.
Absolutely.
That'd be one of the most convincing that we've discussed thus far.
Oh, just in, Dave, my lawyer said I can't talk about any of that. You're trying to get healed, brother.
There are so many ifs with that whole situation. I mean,
first of all, it's a one in a million shot.
Look at the Kennedy
assassination.
Okay. Now, there was a conspiracy. In other words, there was a conspiracy. There was a plan
to kill
set
Lincoln.
Forth. Okay. John Wilkes Booth shot the president. And when they caught Booth, they found that there was more than him, that he did not act alone, that there was a conspiracy, and I'll use that word again, conspiracy, that they had planned to assassinate Lincoln. And all of them, I think except for two, hung several years later. You know, so it was pretty cut and dried of what happened. You know, McKinley. Another zealot, you know, just walked up to him and shot it. He acted alone, cut and dried. But the Kennedy thing, man, Kennedy had his fingers in so many different pies. And you got to know, I mean, if you step back and you look at all the involved parties, you had J. Edgar Hoover, who was a closet homosexual, hated womanizers, which Kennedy was. J. Edgar Hoover also had his ego, thought he was the man. He had no use for the Kennedys at all, and he ran the FBI. The Kennedys also, Robert Kennedy, his brother, was actively chasing down the mafia. So they had a bone to pick with Kennedy. Then, of course, as we spoke of earlier, the Marilyn Monroe, all the things. Hell, we didn't even hit Chappaquiddick with Ted, but that happened after you.
But if it was a humongous conspiracy theory, they kept it very quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, very quiet. And, he had so many different things going on. So then when you actually get to the event and you look at the trajectory of the bullet, you could Oswald get those shots off with that rifle at that accuracy in that amount of time? Yeah, but it's like a lightning strike.
Listen,
can it be done? Yes, but a lot of shit's got to go right for it to happen.
He was the guy,
and then the
post game
on
fall.
Yeah, I mean we got a closed casket. We had a hospital where the entire hospital staff was evacuated, and only the inner circle.
I'm Biden on you. Come on, man.
You know, then you had the vice president, Lyndon Johnson, who had designs on being president but couldn't win it through the votes. So, hey, and, you know, much that's swirling around our current president is that perhaps he's there just holding a seat for somebody else.
Yeah.
So,
he's making two things real quick. He's going to be a political assassin. Okay.
Oops.
Are y'all still there?
Excuse me a little bit there,
Bill. Bumping in and out. What's that?
I don't think. Oh, there you are. Oops, I hear you now.
Hey,
good
I'm
deal.
Here. Yeah,
But yeah,
I don't know what's
going
on.
That's another one. It bears questions.
There you go again.
And there's just a lot there to unpack.
But I personally, I wasn't alive. I don't know about y'all. I'll be 54 next week. But I think somebody with some skill had to make that one in a million shot in a moving car.
Yeah, and plus the rifle he was using. I mean, it isn't like the stuff they use now. I mean,
that rifle did not make that shot. That rifle did not make that shot. I'm sorry. Come on.
Nah.
You can't sell me a plot of land, you know, that says, hey, we got running water. It turns out to be a ditch. I mean, come on. I'm sorry.
But the thing about it is, if you've got, let's say you got eight neighbors and none of them get along, okay? But there's one neighbor in particular that nobody gets along with. Maybe out of the eight neighbors you have, you get along with three of them. And that guy over there gets along with four of them, and that one over there gets along with two of them. But then there's that one neighbor that nobody gets along with. So when that neighbor leaves, everybody kind of breathes a sigh of relief. I kind of feel the same way about Kennedy, where he had so many people that he had rubbed the wrong way for various reasons.
I can agree with that as well.
I could see all them coming together and making one command decision. You know, hey, this guy
has to keep that all under wraps and only one guy gets charged with it. Come on. I'm sorry.
Good, Bill, but I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying it's all those people involved and one guy takes the fall. I'm sorry.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. All right. Can you hear me now?
I'm hearing you.
I can hear you fine.
Not testicle difficulties, but technical difficulties. Not to confuse the two. They're vastly different. So,
testes. One, two, three.
Testes.
I'm trying to see, is that
you or me?
In the dim light. All right, here's another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Hitler.
Oh, dude, Jesus.
Oh, Adolf. Okay. Did he die there at the Eagle's Nest when the Russians got there in, 44, 45? Or did he escape and live out his years in Argentina around Colonia Dignidad and all those places down in South America, like Joseph Mengele did?
Yeah, he got away. He had, first of all, if he had 12 doubles, there's a lot of times that they walk out, that wasn't him. It was a double. Never spoke, just saluted and walked back inside. Okay? So, the only way you would have known it was him was by dental records. So
I thought they did that. Didn't they find him? Because he went, it allegedly, or I don't know if allegedly is the right word, but they thought that he killed himself. That's how he was supposedly found, right? Because when he knew it was all over, he wasn't going to get taken in, and so he offed himself down, I can't remember now, wherever he was, but I thought that they had some pretty good proof that it was him. I could be wrong, though. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think he lived the golden years. I think he killed his girlfriend, killed the double, because he had that train waiting on him in that tunnel, and him and his Gestapo.
That Velvet, we're losing you again, buddy. I don't know. Like you're in and out.
See, I can hear him just fine.
I don't want to walk on you.
Velvet. Velvet, I don't think it's you, man. I can hear you just fine. It's not.
Okay,
I'm not hearing any breakup or anything.
Well,
it might be on your side,
Dave. Anyway.
Yeah, might just be me for all I know.
I just talked to Tim then. No, but I think he lived his golden years out in Argentina.
Now, can you
guys
hear me
all
right?
Too many people. Yeah, we can.
Yeah,
hear
I can hear you.
Okay.
I think he lived his golden years out in Argentina. That's just me.
I could believe it. I could very well believe that.
Because if they found. They found two or three of his hierarchy living, you know, down in South America and a couple other, you know, a couple of different places. I really think that he was there. So, that's
yeah.
Just me.
Here's my thing: is that a guy like Hitler, for all the all stuff that he had going, okay. A guy like him, he doesn't build these super weapons, and I mean, we've all seen where he was trying to build like a locomotive gun, where it was like a huge giant cannon attached to a train.
Yep.
You know, he was doing that. He was trying to, you know, he was another one looking for religious artifacts. He was. Looking for anything that could give him the edge on society, the world in general. So all that being said, I have a hard time believing he didn't have a plan B. You know what I mean? To everything
he
had.
Oh, he always had a plan B.
Right. And I still think, you know, several things are at play. Number one, the Russian army is pretty sloppy. Again, no offense to anybody listening.
Back then,
they were not sophisticated with their means. They just blew things up at all costs. You know, they didn't care about civilian lives or even their own lives for that matter. They just blew stuff up. And so having no remains, I mean, we know how Mussolini ended. You know, we actually have videotape of that. You know, Tojo was tried in a court and hung. So we have that. You know, Saddam Hussein was hung. We have that. Who was the guy in Yugoslavia? Not Milosevic. The, God, he had one of his funny Czech names, but him and his wife were both executed on Christmas Day. We have video of that. We saw it actually happen. So, you know, when this kind of stuff goes down, normally we have something at hand. The one asterisk I'll throw on that is Bin Laden. We never got to see the body of Bin Laden, but it's been years and nothing has even remotely turn back up of this guy, so I'm pretty damn certain he's gone.
Because he's in Miami Beach.
He's another one, though. He can't lay low forever. He's another one that if he's actually still out there, he's going to run his mouth off.
I heard he grew a bunch of body hair and just renamed himself Sasquatch.
That's freaky. Now let me tell you. You're killing me, bro.
But, you know, Hitler had to have, I mean, it was up until, in the 70s when they found Mengele. And Mengele, who was thought to be dead, actually was living it up and had a stroke on the beach while swimming and died on the beach.
Well, who was the other guy they found in the 70s that they flew over there and they were doing it? It was like the biggest TV event ever. The guy would get in his car every morning, have breakfast, get in the car, go to a school, and he would teach the school, and then they found him.
But Israel, the
They're special forces guys. Christ. What's the name of that? God knows. It's the Mossad. Mossad. Isn't that it?
Yeah.
They're
the
Mossad guys.
Yeah. Yep. Mossad.
I think that's the one where they picked him up on the street and they was never heard from again. But yeah, I mean, you got to know. And of course, you know, the big question is, you know, and I can see somebody throwing it back at me. Okay, Dave, well, you don't think Hitler would lay low, do you? No, I don't think Hitler would lay low. I think Hitler got out of there, and I think Hitler met an earlier demise than expected for whatever reason. I mean, he might have gotten poisoned. He might have, you know, got bitten by something. He might have caught something. Because let's face it, if you're European and you move to South America, drinking the water can be deadly. You know what I mean? Because your
Absolutely.
Body has to adjust. And, of course, in the event that Hitler did die down there for whatever reason, there was such a German concentration in those countries that had he died, nobody would have talked about it. They wouldn't have made any of that public. And as for the Brazilian and Peruvians and all that that were there, even now, if you try to go down in that area and talk about Hitler, the indigenous Peruvians and Brazilians and all those, the Chileans, they all just head for the hills, lock the door behind them. They still did.
Yeah, because they were scared of them because they came down there and made a precedent, said we will kill all you, your women and your children, blah, 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 if you speak of any of us being here.
So, you know,
I think he got free of the lay of the land when he was down there and walked around freely.
Something happened, and he didn't last as long as Mengele did. I don't think he lasted until the 70s.
You know what? And here's the other conspiracy theory on him. Was he really a drug addict? Was he really doing crystal meth? Was he really doing heroin? I mean, come on. We don't really know that. I mean, I can tell you that I found Bigfoot from now until 2025. Until you see Bigfoot, you know, or if I browbeat you enough, you're going, yeah, Velvet found Bigfoot. I mean, come on.
Yeah, eventually you'll give in. Yeah, exactly. You're right.
So I don't know that he actually was a drug addict to the point that they were saying on all these History Channel things about him. I don't know that he was that bad. I'm sure he used drugs, yes. I'm not saying he did it, but I'm to the extent that they said that he needed it like every single day, you know, as much as he needed it, because no human would have been able to stand that.
No.
As much as
no,
they
absolutely
said
not.
On TV, there's no way. He wouldn't be standing there talking to the people. Like, no way.
He'd be just totally unresponsive. You know, he would still be alive, but he wouldn't be able to put on the speeches and, you know. And, you
know,
exactly. The videos, I mean, every video you see of him, I mean, the guy is, when it comes down to his presence with uniforms and whatnot, I mean, you could tell he, you know, it was squared away. He wasn't slovenly at all, you know what I mean? Whereas, you know, Elvis towards the end of his life.
Oh, my God, he was.
You
remember
could
that
tell
peanut
he was
butter and banana crack sandwich?
Yeah. I mean, he could barely sing, he could barely talk, he could barely walk, and you're going, okay, well, I see where the dope's catching up with him. Whereas the footage of him, it seemed like he always had a direct presence of mind no matter where he was at. And not panic attack. What's the word I'm looking for? Those guys that are always looking over his shoulder, feeling like somebody's out to get him. Anxiety.
Yeah. But you know what? If you think really hard about his plan, had he not failed in Russia, he would have taken over the world.
Oh, easy.
he would have ruled this world, and we'd be sprechen Sie Deutsch. And,
well, not only that, but there'd be an awful lot of different
German. but biggest thing though, how first of all, he would have been hard pressed to take the United States at that point. There's no, I don't think he could have been able to invade anywhere in the United States.
Yeah, he had no. The only way would have been getting in through Canada, because it would have been too hard to get into Mexico.
Well, it would have been too hard with the ships and all the ships that we had at the time.
You know what I mean?
It
would be
the
planes.
I mean, come on. Oh, yeah.
But
they'd run out of gas coming across either way they went.
Yeah.
Where were they
going to
fuel that?
You know, running off of Scandinavia and, you know, attacking through the Hudson there in Canada would have probably been the only way to get to it. But you're right, you know, getting through American defense, you know.
Well, not, but they would run out of fuel. They wouldn't make it either way, plane, ship, whatever. If they had no allies.
And hell, even Russia
here,
to a certain extent. I don't picture him being able to take Russia himself. It would have taken Tojos and the Japanese. And that's the thing, too, is that had the Americans not been in the Pacific there, a lot of Japanese resources went to fighting the Americans instead of fighting the Chinese
and the Russians. Correct. Because they had already spread themselves so thin. And, you know, he was fighting the war on two and three fronts at this point. And he, you know, hard winter killed 60% of his troops in Russia. They weren't prepared for a Russian winter.
No.
At all. So, you know, that's the saving grace that this world needs to realize is had he went in later after winter or before winter, we'd be singing a different tune right about now.
Oh, easy.
So,
and you know, I know the word racism is thrown around pretty easy these days, but I'm going to tell you something. The Nazi racism is a different brand of racism.
It surpasses everything we have going on right now. We'd be having a totally different
conversation when it comes down to
that.
Yeah, I still think that there's a certain amount of intervention from a higher source that gave us the ability. And I've got a copy of the book somewhere here in the house where the American Revolution, and it's actually written from a spiritual side, and there are certain things that happened in the American Revolution that were beyond coincidence. And it's written basically saying that, hey, perhaps that there is a higher source moving these chess pieces around. And you got to wonder. I mean, there were certain things that happened in the American Revolution.
Yeah.
You know, rivers cresting happened. Chance meetings with people and that kind of stuff. And it changed the dynamic of how the battles were fought and the outcome of the battles, and eventually led to the birth of this nation. So, and had it not been for that, this nation wouldn't have been here, and this nation wouldn't have been in Normandy.
Nope.
Because let's face it, the British were getting their ass kicked. The French were already occupied. The Danish were already occupied. The Italians. The Spanish were fascist. They were neutral, but they were making ammunition for the Nazis, so they were covered.
Listen, they're about money.
Yeah. So, you know, Scandinavia, that whole region there was playing the whole neutral card, but let the Nazis run boats out of their ports. So,
of course.
You know, there was so much there, and it was up until the Americans got involved did things turn. And before you know it, you know, France was being liberated, and Denmark was being liberated.
That's what they're saying. Saying when we got into the war.
So, again, you know, the United States being here, not to get too Bible-thumping on you, but you got to wonder if there's some type of higher involvement trying to bring things around, so to speak. So, hey.
Well, they need to fix what's going on now.
So, we are at quarter after, so I'm going to throw one more out there.
Okay.
And then we will do our rounds. And this one, I was going to do one with UFOs and alien life with all the stuff that's been coming
up here
lately, but
no.
I figured we could save that for a whole show because we could talk that through the whole damn show. So I will close with reincarnation. Now, when I say reincarnation, I'm not talking the Shirley MacLaine reincarnation where we come back as a, we come back as a turnip or something like that. Actual reincarnation where people come back and actually have memories and
characteristics of people you blew me out the water with that they've never met
or have no connection with.
You messed me up there, Dave.
What's the thought on that one?
I wanted to come back. I want to be reincarnated as a female's bicycle seat, but you messed me all up.
Oh, God.
What was that now?
He missed it, Tim. He missed it. Said, I want to be reincarnated as a female's bicycle seat.
I'm losing everybody again.
I'm not saying it a third time.
I was going to say, you're going to make him say it a third time.
Oh, it's that thing, Bueller. Bueller.
Bueller.
Bueller.
Are you there? See, here he goes again. You know, if you stood still.
I think maybe we lost Dave.
I think we did lose Dave.
Uh-oh.
Now we're down.
There he is.
Can you
okay.
hear me now? All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're having a little bit of lightning going on here in the distance. I don't know if that's causing some type of...
Before you lose me again, I'm going to say this one last time. Can you hear me? No.
Can't hear you.
No, we cannot. Oh, Lord.
Oh.
You know what I'm going to do?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Tim, you still out of
Yeah, I'm still here. I can hear both of you just fine.
Lost everybody.
lost everybody.
Yeah.
Dave. Okay. It's all his fault.
Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
All right. Good, good.
Keep in mind, I always seem to have a delay. I don't know why. I think it's just me, but there's a delay. So it's almost like watching the news reporters talking to somebody over in Afghanistan where there's like a 10-second delay, a runoff, because you guys talk and then I answer you, and I can tell there's a period of time before you guys respond to me. So I think it's just me. But anyway, that's my technical difficulties.
Ah, so I'm hearing you loud and clear, Tim. So can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah.
Good deal, good deal. Okay, now I hear you, Bill.
I sent it to you through the messenger, so what I said, I'm not repeating it again. You're lost, brother.
Well, he's laughing. He might have just read it.
I don't know. But anyway, did you read it?
So we're at
here it goes again.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, here you go again.
Get ready to send it around for everybody to do their plugs, if you guys can hear me at all. Wow.
Yes, we can.
Technology's really kicking our ass this evening. It's going to be all right, though. We'll be okay. Folks, we are better at putting on this show than what we're doing right now. We just have technology kicking our ass. It'll be okay. We will find our way through the woods. It'll be all right.
Perhaps yeah.
Stop to see a Bigfoot somewhere along the way, but nevertheless.
Well, good Lord.
It's a conspiracy. That's what happened to Bigfoot shutting us down.
Yeah. See? You started talking about John F. Kennedy, and now look what you got.
I know it's going to piss everything off, man. Way to go,
man.
Me and my big mouth.
Yeah. John Wilkes Booth is flipping around his grave right now.
Yeah, the damn ghost has come back to get me. Good job.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, now if she shows up, it might be a different story.
You might want to run.
Never got it on with a ghost before, but.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
I wouldn't with that
nevertheless. So we'll go ahead and pass it around in case we end up keep falling apart here technically. But, Velva, you want to go ahead and start it off? Usually you have the busiest schedule, so go right on ahead.
Yeah, I do have a busy schedule. Tomorrow I get I had a CT scan yesterday. I get my results tomorrow. This Sunday, we're supposed to – what's that? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, oh, absolutely. I get – I don't know if we have a particular guest we were supposed to for Sunday – this Sunday on Pro Wrestling Interviews, ProWrestlingInterviews.com. You can find us. I don't know. We're supposed to have somebody from the CAC, which is the Cauliflower Alley Convention or Club, whatever you want to call it. They're supposed to be on the show. Don't know. If not, I will re-update everybody on what's going on with that. Next week, we have this show. As usual, every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. That's the day before my birthday, so my birthday is Thursday. I will be 54 years old. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
thank you. And that's all I got right now. Oh, I am also having fun being a team now, a commentator. Myself and Reginald Vanderhoff are now, or I would say a comedy team, really, but we are – commentating Alternative Wrestling Showcase. I've done two shows. This will be my third show. First show with him was last weekend. The next show is June 13th in Orangeburg, South Carolina. You can look it up at alternativewrestlingshowcase.com. But, yeah, that's what I got going on.
Outstanding. Yeah, I appreciate you joining us tonight. Had a good time this evening, and definitely always good to have you aboard. I hope everything comes out all right with any of the tests and everything, because got to have here, man. Got to have you here.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you again for your efforts tonight. Much obliged. I appreciate it. Now, Tim,
yes, sir.
What have you got to add, subtract, or multiply this evening?
Well, I actually I want to give a plug to my wife. And with that being said, I don't know if I'll be here. I might be here, but I'm not sure yet, next week. My wife is having, take a deep breath, brain surgery on Tuesday.
No.
And she is hopefully going to be completely relieved from trigeminal neuralgia if this is successful. It's got an 80% success rate. But it is considered brain surgery because they have to go into the skull, remove part of the skull to get in there. I think it's called an MVD, microvascular something. But basically what they're doing, they have to, I don't know, decompress is probably the wrong word, but they basically have to get back behind like where the brainstem is. So they have to put in some, like, they make a way of basically making an opening between the brain and skull. So they have to, like, remove some of the spinal, the fluid, you know, and all that. I'm probably blocking up bad. I don't know. But anyway, it's pretty invasive. So the recovery is going to be, it can actually be a very, very long recovery process because of fatigue and whatever else. So anyway, proud of her because that takes a brave person to, but she's been dealing with a lot of pain. So with the amount of pain she's been going through, this was kind of a, no pun intended, a no-brainer. She's having that done Tuesday. So anyway, thoughts and prayers are with her, hoping for
absolutely.
An,
an easy recovery as it can be. So anyway, that's the main thing going on right now in this world. So back to you all.
Well, prayers for her. Keep you
and
the family in
our
prayers, man.
Yeah, definitely got all the thoughts and prayers and good vibes going your way for that, man. That's
absolutely, absolutely.
That's heavy. Yeah, that's some scary stuff
right there.
And,
oh, my goodness.
Most definitely. I mean, that's one of those things really that there's no words you can put into it. And,
no, absolutely not.
Anything from the neck up, not discounting anything from the neck down, but anything from the neck up is hairy, man.
It's serious,
right.
Yep.
That's scary stuff. So, yeah, most definitely. All the positive thoughts going your way, man. And please keep us posted. Let us know everybody's okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow.
Much appreciated.
Yeah,
will do.
That is much scary stuff out there. And got a lot more balls than I do because I would probably be the guy to say, hey, I'm just going to go walk in traffic. I'll be back.
Right. I would have been the same guy.
That's pretty deep. So yeah, all my best, dude. Very much.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
So we've looking at about 3 minutes. Is next weekend? It's not next weekend. It's Father's Day. It's the weekend after, correct?
Weekend after.
All right, so not this Wednesday
coming
up, not next show, but perhaps the show after. We'll have us a Father's Day show. We'll get on there and just tell some of our good dad stories, crack some dad jokes, and do dad stuff on there. So looking forward to doing that. But otherwise... just the usual words of wisdom, just everybody try to think their way through it. Don't do stupid things.
wait a minute. You're talking about this group?
Yeah, no kidding. I'm talking to folks that listen. You know? It's, you know, if you go through and you do one good thing a day, and what's good one good thing, it's not donating every dime you have, and it's not saving the world. Making the world a better place is holding doors for people, being pleasant to your waitresses. You know, don't be one of those people, as they call them now, Karens. Don't be one of them. And I think if everybody just kind of put forth a concerted effort to be a little more pleasant. Not SpongeBob pleasant, but just a little more pleasant. Perhaps a lot of things
to be Patrick.
Will be yeah. Who needs dumb old Texas anyway? Patrick's the greatest, man. That is the best.
I love Patrick.
It's Squidward. Squidward's the most relatable
coach.
I mean, if there's
everybody knows that guy,
relatable, it's definitely Squidward. He's the guy that's just trying to get through the damn day and has got to deal with all the knuckleheads around
him,
you know.
Hey, that's Todd.
Come on, hold on. So we will have Squidward next
time. I dubbed Todd Squidward.
I'm proud of his infinite wisdom, and we will enjoy every minute of it. So as I... shuffle back in.
Yes, sir.
To all manner here and get on the laptop.
Timbo, it was fun, Tim. Enjoyed it.
Don't ignore all those grunting noises I made as I sat down, please.
Yes, sir. I
and
did as well.
Good. Yeah, you did well.
Now my phone is acting up. Everything is going ballistic on me. So, anyhow. As I pull up the ever obnoxious British lady.
Hey guys,
all right.
I had fun.
With that being said,
had fun.
Absolutely, well done.
I'm here. Yep.
Ah, there she is. To everybody out there, thanks again for listening, Pop Culture Stars, and we will see, or better yet, hear everybody next week. Y'all take care. Stay safe.
All right.
Good
have
folks.
A good night.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
British lady, obnoxious.